little series called Bless This Mess. Amen. And credit my wife for coming up with this little sermon series title. She said, I say mess a lot. I didn't know I ever said it. But anyway, now she's been now it's around the house. She said, there you said it again. There you said it again. Oh, okay, I said it. There we go. Bless this, say it with me. Mess. One more time. Bless this mess. And the whole idea is we're a mess. Last week was anniversary Sunday for us. I sort of opened up my heart some last week and let you see a little bit of where I came from and how we started this ministry and how it was a struggle and how I struggled. And I did a lot of confession and all that kind of stuff last Sunday morning. And God has blessed us in spite of ourselves. Amen. And that's God. God's a great God. Somehow we have got in our mind that if I do, He'll bless. But that ain't necessarily so. You know what I'm saying? Huh? What? Right. Now, anyway, we're a mess. How many would say to me just this morning in fellowship, you came to Fellowship Church, you were a mess, you're not saying you're perfect, that you've arrived, but God has helped bless your life. Can I see your hand? Amen? That's the deal right there. Amen? God takes a mess and He'll bless us. Let's learn, though, how we can receive the blessings of God. What is it that God wants me to do? I want to be blessed, not a mess. It takes that attitude. I want to be blessed. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm a believer in Christ now. I want your blessing, God. I don't want to be a mess. I tried it. I screwed it up. I want your help in my life. You understand where we're headed this morning? Got it? Say. So I don't want to be I want to be blessed. I don't want to be a mess. Let's look at it. We're going to look at the Beatitudes this morning. I want a, say it with me, Beatitude. I want a better attitude. Amen? I want a better attitude. I want a Beatitude. This is teaching right from Jesus Christ. I want to be my best. That's what I want out of my life. Do you want that? Say. You want to be your best? Good. It's good stuff. That's what I want to be. I want to be my best. And I want to be blessed. Do you want the blessings of God on your life? Are y'all awake? Are y'all okay this morning? Good. Do you want God to bless you? No, I want the cursing of God. You want God to curse you? Say. No, I want the blessing of God. Don't you? Say. Yeah. If I can take that, that's what I'll get. Let's look at it. Matthew chapter 5. If you have your Bible, open up there with me. It's going to be on the big screen. We're going to park it mainly in Matthew. I do have some other scriptures. You'll see everything on the screen. If you would like, you can go to our website, and this message will be posted for you, and you'll see it just as you're seeing it right now. All the scriptures, the PowerPoint, you'll have it right there. And click, and you can do it again. All the notes and everything. So that's something that's on our site every week. Matthew 5. Y'all ready? Yeah, you've got to get ready. I'm not waiting on you. Shh. Anyway. Here we go. Y'all okay? Amen. Here we go. Matthew 5. And seeing the multitudes, this is Jesus, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth, and He taught them, saying. Let's look at the Beatitudes this morning. Jesus taught His disciples how to be blessed. Don't you think if I'm a mess and He taught me how I can be blessed, don't you think that's a good topic for me to study today? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. Amen? So let's look at it. What does the word blessed mean? It means happy or fortunate. Okay? So when He says, blessed are the meek or those that mourn or the poor in spirit, etc., He's saying happy. This is the way for you to come from mess to happiness. This is the way for you to come from a mess to being fortunate, to being blessed. Amen? So we're on the same page so far. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, just some other scriptures, chapter 6, godliness with contentment, say it with me, is what? Great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Blessed, satisfied. The being blessed that Jesus teaches in this passage is an internal blessing. Okay? So often we screw it up down here. Something bad happens to us, we blame God. You ever done that? Blame God when something bad happened to you? Say, oh yeah. Okay? Jesus didn't say, ooh, if you'll follow these 8 things or so, you're never going to have any problems. He didn't say that at all. We're going to have mess in our life. We're going to have problems in our life. But the beautiful thing is, what he's trying to teach us is how we can be happy when these problems come. How we can be content. How we can make it through it. Amen? How I can still bear up with a smile regardless of what I'm going through. Don't you want that kind of life? That's the life I want. Amen. Quite frankly, that's the life God's been able to give me. And this message, Joy and I were talking on the cruise ship this week, and she reminded me of just some things. And this message hits personally home to me as well, because 17 years ago, my mother was murdered. And I stood, boy, and I talked for years to people. They'd come to my office, and I'd counsel them about how God will help them. And I walked with people through the valley of the shadow of death as a preacher. Man, I was there. I did it. You know? But I'd never really walked there myself. I never experienced, I had hard times, little times in my life I guess were difficult, but I'd never really experienced the comfort of the Holy Spirit until my mother was murdered. It was on Thanksgiving. This wasn't part of the message, but we're going there, okay? It was on Thanksgiving in 1993, and we'd spent Thanksgiving with Joy's mom and dad. And we had a little place over in the country in Arcadia. It was actually Fort Ogden. We had a little old shack we owned over there. Actually had a donkey and a sheep and a little farm over there. It was sort of cool. And the donkey's name was Noel because we got him at Christmas. Anyway, the sheep was Bobo. All right? True story. So, you know, it was just a nice Thanksgiving afternoon. And most of my family was home because they live in the North Carolina area. And they were able to have Thanksgiving at Mama's. I was going to be home on Christmas. And so I was over there at that house. Got to that little shack. And it was before cell phones, I think. At least I didn't have one. And the phone rang at that little house. And it was my brother-in-law. And he wanted to make sure I was sitting down. And I thought something had happened to my sister. You know what I'm saying? But then it hit me. If something would have happened to my sister, Mama would have called me. I'm the baby of the family. Mama was Grand Central Station. Mama would not have had my brother-in-law call me. She was not that kind of mother. I'm just telling you that right now. And so before I even knew it, before he even said anything, he said, "Are you all right?" I said, "I'm all right." And a peace had come over me. I had no idea. But he told me my mother had been murdered. My stepdad shot my mother 6 times. He actually said, "Your mother's been shot 6 times." And me not knowing what, I said, "Is she dead?" "Yeah." I said, "What about him?" He said, "Well, he shot himself." And I didn't mean to go there and get us all in that kind of mood this morning. Sorry about that. But that was the first time in my life that I honestly believe I experienced the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And he said, "Are you okay?" And he's worried about me. And I'm like, "I'm fine." It killed me. How many know enough to know me? You know me pretty well that you know that my mother and I loved her more about anything on the planet. You knew that? If you didn't know it, you know it now. Couldn't have been anything probably more precious taken from me than my mother. And it just hurt so bad. And so I got off the message. I'm sorry, Raj. But the point is that what we're talking about today is not that you won't have problems. What we're talking about today is God can take a mess. And when you experience difficulties, he'll be there with you. You'll still be blessed. You can make it through it. I mean, this is a great secret. Isn't that great? You know, the Christian life's a phenomenal thing. So I'm sorry I digressed a little bit, but let's go back to where I'm at now. But I wanted to share with you that you know, God has blessed me, and he's helped me in my life so many ways. So as we look at these, and we've got to pick it up now because I took a lot of our time, didn't I? 1 Samuel 16:7, just a couple other scriptures. This is not external. Well, I go to church, I do this, look at my hair, look at what I dress, look at all this, look at my Sunday school buttons. It's not what Jesus is talking about. You want to be blessed, you got to get something more than some externals going. You listening? Say. Okay? This is stuff inside of you that he'll put inside of you. And he'll bless you, and he'll help you. God told Samuel, he's looking for a king. Don't look on his countenance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him, not Saul. Listen, or one that looked like him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So this stuff Jesus is talking, if you want to be blessed, this is stuff that's going to be on the inside of you. Being blessed will only come about when you're properly related to God through faith, when you have complete trust in Him. You know? That's why you can't call in your little TV preacher you want to and get your little hanky off of TV and, oh, I'm going to be blessed. Now, you ain't going to be nothing. You think God's that crazy? Say. That's ignorant. Excuse me. And they'll hear this message probably on a Christian television show. That's fine. That's ignorant. Okay? Okay, it comes from trusting God, a faith in God, believing God. You think a hanky could have got me through my mother's murder? Say, no. I need more than a hanky, baby. Amen? I need the presence of God. I need you, God! And guess what? He was there! That's the incredible thing. I told people for years, He'll be there with you. He'll help you. He'll walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. You'll fear no evil. Yeah. I said it, and I meant it because the Word says that. But then it came my turn. It was like, you are there. Amen? How many have experienced that? He's been there for you. Amen? When you've just been so messed up, so bad, it ain't even funny. That's what we're talking about today. You got to have faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. I will bless you. I will be there for you. You can make it. That's what this is about. Got it? Say. Come on. Let's look at it now. Let's unpackage it a little bit. We're flying. We're hoping. Here we go. Go look at the Beatitudes today. Amen? The Beatitudes. That's a lot about attitude. I'll tell you that right now. Come on. First of all, let's break them down. And don't go to sleep on me. Are you all right? Say. I worry about you every week. Here we go. Blessed are the poor. Say it with me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the first beatitude. Say it with me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Say it with me again. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? God says, if you're this, Jesus said, if you have this attitude, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. What's the attitude? Here it is. What's this poor in spirit stuff? I will depend on God and not myself. Say that with me. I will depend on God and not myself. Did you know if you'll start thinking that way, believing that way, your life will be different? I'm going to start depending on God and not myself. Amen? There's certain things I just cannot do. There's certain things I just cannot handle. There's certain things I just cannot fix. I'm going to depend on you, God. I'm going to put my trust in you, God. Are you hearing that? Say. All right? Poor in spirit. Poor in spirit. It has the idea of humble before the Lord. I'm not God. You're God. I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to trust in you. You hearing me today? James 1:17, every good gift, every perfect gift is from you. It comes down from you, God, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'm not going to depend on me to do everything, to fix everything. I can't do that. I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to humble myself before you. I'm going to be poor in spirit. Have you got it down? Yes or no? What's the blessing? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's amazing when you depend on God and you trust in God. Though all hell breaks loose sometimes in your life, you have the ability sometimes to see the big picture. And God gives you that ability. That's a blessing from God. When you're looking like this all the time, deer in the headlights look, amen? Trouble. You know, sometimes you need to lift up your eyes, you know what I'm saying? There's somebody bigger than me helping me. I can make this. I'm going to trust in you, God. Amen? the blessing. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This world is not my home. And Satan, the god of this world, ain't my daddy. Would you say that with me? Come on. One more time. This world is not my home. And Satan, the god of this world, ain't my daddy anymore. I'm depending on you now. Somebody that's a lot bigger than he ever thought he could be. Amen? I can make it. Day at a time. But I can do this thing. Is that a blessing or what? You got to remember, Jesus was talking to a bunch of losers. I mean, I know we put the disciples on a pedestal. They were messed up, man. You ask any fisherman who's a fisherman, he gives his life for fishing. He'll tell you, man, I just don't do that Bible stuff too good. They'll be the first to tell you, man. Rough bunch. Amen? And Jesus saying, look, guys, this is the way. You're going to make it. Okay? You're going to be blessed. Okay? Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. This is when I was a mess. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. But God, who's rich in his mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together in Christ. By grace you're saved. And hath raised us up together, made us set together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to stay down. I'm not going to depend on me. That doesn't mean you don't supposed to do stuff. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to put my faith, my confidence, my trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm a new person. I know I'm a mess. But I can be blessed. God can help me. Let's look at the next one. We're going to try to click along here. Blessed are they that mourn. What does that mean? Say it with me. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be what? Comforted. What's this talking about? Here's the attitude. Here's the attitude. God says, hang in here with me. Listen, here's the attitude. I will recognize my needs, my hurts and my struggles. I will present them to the one who truly cares for me. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And Jesus says it is. When you recognize that you have needs, that you have hurts, that you are struggling, instead of just putting on the face, amen? Listen, go to him, present those needs to him, cry like a baby. It's okay. You hear me today? I know you are because I'm screaming. Amen. 1 Peter, cast all your care upon him, upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Amen. Beautiful stuff. What's the blessing? What's going to happen to me? For they shall be what? Comforted. This happened to me. This happened to me. Happened to me. Amen. It did. He was there. He'll be there for you. How do I know? This is a great thing to tell you. You're saved too, buddy. I'll tell you that right now. How do I know I'm a child of God? Well, how do you deal with a lot of these things when they come your way? Amen? It's great to know. The promise, the blessing is that God will comfort me. Okay, this is a blessing. This is the blessed life. I didn't have this when I was a mess. When I was a mess, I didn't know Jesus. That's why so many people try to drink it away. Y'all done that before? Say. Y'all screwed up, all messed up, so you just go drink some more. Yes or no? Say. That's no answer. Go pop some pills. Oh, that makes me feel better. Oh, it does for a little while. That's not the answer. You're not going to be happy doing that. Okay? Maybe if I... No, I'm not going to work on my marriage. I'm just going to have sex, all the different. That's going to satisfy me. Hey, that's not going to satisfy... God didn't make you to do that. It's not the blessed life. Y'all hearing me? This is what I'm talking about. I mean, some deep stuff here. Okay? God's going to help me. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we then can comfort those that are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves were comforted of God. The day I became a better husband, a better father, was the day my mother was killed. Flat out. The day I became a better pastor, a better preacher, a better friend, was the day my mother was killed. It's crazy, isn't it?
I had a lady this morning come up to me. She said, I saw you on TV. And she said, I've been coming. And she said, I used to think you was a crazy preacher on TV. So she come, and so it's amazing she still does it. But she came, and she said, I can talk to you. It's because I've been through some junk. Amen? That's good. That's good. And I hugged her, and she's about 70. I don't know if she's still here or not. First service. I hugged her, and I said, you know what? When I look at you, I feel like I'm looking at my mother. And her eyes just glazed up. When we hurt, we're comforted. Why? So we can make it, but then so we can help other folk make it. Amen? Is that a blessed life or not? Was that a blessing to me this morning? It was a huge blessing to me. Her putting her arms around me. Me hugging that lady's got some problems. That was good stuff. Let's keep looking. I could preach on this forever. Come on. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. God says, Jesus says, happy are you if you're meek. Blessed are you if you're meek. Well, what does that mean? Here's what it means. Here's the attitude. I will be humble, gentle. I will have a proper appreciation of who I am and who God is. One definition, a good definition of meekness is strength under control. A good image is this one. It's remembering God's God and I'm not. But another good image is this one. Pop it up. For they shall inherit the earth. Where's the war horse? I thought I saw a war horse. Is it in there? That was in another one. Oh, phooey. That's what happens when I preach two different things. It's the truth. Here it is. The best picture probably in the scripture of meekness is a giant horse. A war horse. He could stomp you to death. But he puts a bit in his mouth. And that rider can turn him. And he's under the rider's control. But he's just, you know, he's powerful, tough, strong. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is not weakness. Jesus is not saying, be a pansy, you'll be blessed. That's not what he's saying at all. Okay? He's not saying that. He's saying, live your life under my control. If I say you can do it, you can do it. You listen to me. You follow me. You obey my commands. And you're going to have a blessed life. That's a pretty good deal. Meekness. What's the promise? They shall inherit the earth. Sort of sounds like name it, claim it, blab it, have it. It ain't. It's not what he's saying. Here's the blessing. I'm an heir of God through Jesus Christ. I have a future destiny that's out of this world. Amen? I will be obedient to him. I will live my life for him. I will take my strength and my passion and they will be bridled. Why? Because he is worthy. He is worthy of my service. I have a future destiny with my Savior, with my Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You hearing the message? Can you imagine God taking a mess and telling us these things and turning us into somebody incredible? Say, it's phenomenal. But when the fullness of time was come, Galatians 4, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because your sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if you're a son, you're an heir of God through Christ. Does that make you feel good or what? Say. Makes me want to just bow down before him. Amen. Be meek. And by the way, when he rides you, when the King of Kings is on your back, listen, he won't screw your life up. He'll lead you in the right path. Amen. And you'll do things in your life you never dreamed of because God's really got you back. Amen. It's good stuff. Number four, blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What is that attitude? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Here's the attitude. I will have a spiritual appetite. I will desire for things that God says is right. Can we read that one? This is where we got trouble. Let's read this one. I will have a spiritual appetite and desire for things that God says are what? You ever tried to get God to stamp, give you the stamp of His approval on your lifestyle that won't right say? Raise your hand if you've done that. My hand's up here. You ever tried to live your life your way and you know it's not right, but somehow you rationalize and you know, okay, God, you pray and go through the motions. You ever done that? Yes or no? Say. Boy, y'all are real spiritual, most of you. Listen. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. I'm a mess. This ain't what I do. I want to be a mess. I want to act like a mess. I want to be a pig and wallow around in the mess. Jesus said, you go ahead, you ain't going to be happy doing that. If you'll hunger and thirst after righteousness, I'll fill you up with something other than corn cob crap. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Amen? Not a very pleasant picture. Here we go. Sorry. Search me, O God, know my heart. I'm wicked. Try me. Know my thoughts, they're evil. That's what the psalmist is saying. If there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. I thought these Beatitudes were real easy. They're not, are they? With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen? Hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you'll be blessed. I thought I'd just come on Sunday morning for an hour and listen to you and I'd be fine. Nope. For they shall be filled. Keep looking. What's that mean? Here's the blessing. God will help me be satisfied. Have you got some sin or passion maybe in your past that you had and you just never thought you could get over it and there's no way you could be satisfied, but He's delivered you now and you are satisfied and you're okay? Can I see your hand? Let's just testify a little bit in the house this morning. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir. He said, if you'll hunger and thirst after me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to fill you up. But godliness with contentment is great gain. That's what this is talking about. Keep looking. I'm trying to get through the list. We're making it, Raj. Number five. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Can you say that one with me? Blessed are the merciful. Pretty simple. Look at it. Here's the attitude. I will extend mercy to others. Listen to me. And hopefully, through me extending mercy to them, they will see that God's mercy has been extended to them as well. Listen. Hang in here with me. If you're a child of God and somebody does bad to you and you, in their face, here's the deal. If as a believer, I mean as a snake to somebody, they do wrong to me, I'm going to do wrong to them. Do you think they're going to get any clue that there's a merciful God in heaven that you say is your God? Yes or no? No. When you extend mercy to people, you extend mercy because you've been forgiven yourself. And the goal is, when you extend that mercy, that they will see maybe behind you is a God who changed you and you're different than the average Joe out there. And maybe they have hope for some mercy for themselves and maybe leave it open the door for you to be able to share the mercy of God with them. Did that make any sense? Makes sense to me. What did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And they parted His raiment and cast lots. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. When somebody doesn't deserve mercy, and you give it to them, what a clearer picture of Jesus. There ain't one than that. Jesus said, that's good, but let me tell you what the promise is. Watch it. You give mercy to other people, and you're going to do what? You're going to obtain mercy. That's the promise. You give mercy, and I'm going to give mercy to you. Here's the blessing. God has, and He will continue to show mercy to me. That's His promise. You need to live under that. I'm not perfect. Thank God I got a merciful God. Amen. You have been merciful to me. You'll continue to be merciful to me. And as I show mercy, I just remind myself over and over and over again that I have a God of mercy who loves me. I don't know if you got all that. That's a huge thing. Okay? We can harbor mess. We can be meaner than a snake to people. We can think we're right. But at the end of the day, that's all you've got. You're not happy. You're not happy. God says, if you do it my way, even though that mess has come your way and you've been hurt by folk maybe, listen, the way to happiness is to show mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart. What is that one? Number 6. Here's the attitude. I will continually acknowledge that I am made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. What is the pure of heart attitude? I will continually acknowledge that I'm made clean. I'm made clean, not because of my good works, good looks, good anything. Nothing. I'm made clean inwardly by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Jesus said, if you have this attitude, you keep that attitude that it's God that saves, not you. It's God that cleans you up. That'll change your whole way your head works, man. That's incredible. If we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth ain't in you. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Jesus said, you want to be happy? You walk in this attitude. Amen? Isn't that a great attitude, say? You want to keep trying to get yourself to heaven every Sunday? Say, have at it. You ain't going to be happy. But if you realize it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses me and saves me, wow, there's a door open to you for happiness. For they shall see God is the promise, the blessing. I will literally see Jesus one day. Say it with me. It's what? It's going to happen. Amen? Wow. But if I only think about Him every once in a blue moon, I don't think about His cleansing power in my life and my sins being forgiven. I don't confess regularly. You know what? I ain't even thinking I'm going to be meeting Him too soon or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Keep thinking this way. Jesus said, you'll be blessed. And before you know it, you'll see me. Amen? Great attitude. It's awesome. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. He was received up into glory. Beloved, now you the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what you shall be. But when He shall appear, you shall be like Him. For you shall see Him as He is. Incredible. Number 7. One more after this. You made it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Say that with me. Blessed are the peacemakers. What's that talking about? Here's the attitude. I will endeavor to show others how to have inward peace with God through Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. Amen? Part of your attitude, walking in peace, having the peace of God in your life that passes understanding, it radiates out to other people that you meet. That, how can you go through that, they'll say. Why aren't you worried? Well, I'm worried, but I handle it a little bit different. I've got a friend that sits closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. Let me tell you about it. Can I take you back to a place called Rockingham? Amen? Y'all listening today? Peacemakers. Part of the blessing of your life and why you're on this planet, if you really want to be happy, help other people find peace with Jesus. Amen? Had a beautiful thing happen recently. A brother in our church went through some major struggles in his own life. And now, he's saved. He's a believer in Christ. And he's been growing for several years. And now people that he knows, people he works with, people that are his friends, see there's something different about his life. And guess, when their house of cards comes falling down and when the trouble comes, guess who they go to? Him. They want to know what he's got going on. Amen? That's good. Do you have that? Peace of God? Come on. But now in Christ Jesus, you are sometimes far off. You're made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace. He's made both one. He's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Incredible scripture. For they shall be called the children of God, the peacemakers. Here's the blessing. Others will know that I belong to Him because of the peace He has given to me through Jesus Christ. Amen? That is such a blessing when people say that to me. Let's say a show of hands. I'm being just blunt with you today. Let's try it. Show up. Anybody ever noticed there was something different about your life? Can I see your hand? Good. It ought to happen if you're a child of God. Peace. Amen? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, Jesus says. Keep looking. Number 8. We're home now. Do you think if somebody's a mess and all this happened in their life, do you think they just might be a little different? Say, wow. Yeah, I can tell you about it. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Happy are you that are persecuted. Fortunate are you that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, lying about you like a dog. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. What's the granddaddy of them all here towards the end? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Can you say that with me? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And it's so important that you understand it's for righteousness' sake. If somebody bust your teeth out because you were messing with their wife, good. I hope they bust your teeth out. Got it? Say, bust your teeth out of your face. Oh, I suffered for Jesus. No, you ain't. You're screwing around, idiot. That's okay. Don't get this confused. No, you're not blessed because when you do screwy things and you screw up, you do wrong and people jump on your back because of what you've done. That's no blessing. God said, good. It's what you get. But when you're persecuted for me, now that's different. Amen? When you're persecuted because you've been living for me and standing for me, that's a higher level right there that you're on. Come on, here's the attitude. Here needs to be our attitude. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I know I will be misunderstood and even mistreated. But will you say the last part with me? But so be it. Can we do it one more time? But so be it. I'm going to be misunderstood. I'm going to be mistreated. It's going to happen. When I do the right thing for Him, it's not always going to be rosy. But so be it. It brings Him glory and honor. Amen? And if I'm being obedient, the old war horse, I'm made for battle, baby. Amen? And sometimes it gets ugly. That's all right. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple, Jesus says. Okay? What's the promise and the beautiful blessing? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here it is. Pop it up. There's a great reward awaiting me in heaven, and I believe it. Amen? Just keep that focus. Just keep that focus. I mean, I'm being mistreated. I'm suffering wrongfully, and it happens many times to us who are believers, but it's okay, because let me tell you something. There's a place called heaven. Ain't too long. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make it. Now, you don't have to think like that if you don't want to, but if you think like that, Jesus says you're going to be a whole lot happier. Following me, boys, ain't going to be easy. Okay? That's what he's talking to his disciples. It ain't going to be easy, boys. We're going to see some crazy stuff. But if you have these attitudes, baby, we can do this thing. Amen? And they did it. It's incredible. And the church was born. Phenomenal. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. He is Lord. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Revelation 22, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according to what his work shall be. You hang in there. You keep serving me. It's going to be worth it all when we see Jesus. Amen? Let's look at it. Let's stand together, would you? Hang in here with me. Not quite done. I want you to look at the screen with me. Would you say this with me, church? Come on. I want to be blessed now. Come on. Here we go. Start with me. Find a place where you can see. If you can't see, move. Here we go. Say that with me, please. I want this to be my attitude. And here they are. Plain English. Say them with me. Here we go. Can we say them pretty decent now? Don't be too timid about it. This is the way to blessing and the happiness. Come on, here we go. I will depend on God and not myself. I will recognize my needs and hurts and struggles and will present them to the one who truly cares for me. I will be humble and gentle and have a proper appreciation of who I am and who God is. I will have a spiritual appetite and desire for the things that God says are right. I will extend mercy to others, and hopefully through me, they will see that God's mercy has been extended to them as well. I will continually acknowledge that I am made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I will endeavor to show others how to have inward peace with God through Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I know I will be misunderstood and even mistreated, but so be it. That is the way to go from a mess to being blessed. If you thought it was going to be waving a wand or getting a hanky from the TV preacher, sorry. It's a little bit more involved than that, isn't it, church? Amen? But it's for you. It's a blessing for you. It was given right from the very lips of our Savior Jesus Christ. You can't get any better than that. Amen? Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. Can we do that? Praise the Lord! Thank you, Lord!